5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome to Varsity Ward Primary Podcast.
Thank you for joining us.
Primary is the best.
Let's get ready to learn something new.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what fun things we're going to learn today.
Hello, Varsity Ward Primary. I'm sure many of you are counting down the days until summer vacation. I wonder what you have planned. Summer has so many possibilities. Jumping through the sprinkler, Slurpee runs, beach days, and my favorite, sleeping in. What's your favorite summer activity? Did you all know that this Sunday is a special day? Can you guess why? It's Father's Day, a whole day to celebrate dads, grandpas, uncles, and any men that might play a special role in your life. Listen to this sweet song that Grace Rodenizer recorded for us. It's one of my favorites. We wanted to remind you and encourage you to keep working on What's Your 100 goals individually or as a family. There is also an area for families to upload videos of their children bearing their testimonies. You can upload your video to the STAKE website at www.las100.ca. Even if you aren't working on a goal, the STAKE would love to fill the website with testimonies. Now we will hear Article of Faith number 6. From Hattie Jensen, a message from Natalie Ellison, and a teacher message from Brother Ben Robinson.
Article of Faith number 6. We believe in the same organization that existed in the Primitivity Church, namely apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and so forth.
And Natalie, have you ever forgiven someone?
Yes.
And why do you think it's important to forgive people?
They're not crying. I'm not sad.
And how did you feel after you forgave someone?
Happy.
And that's really important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Did you know?
My name is Hattie Jensen. I love to ride horses and ride my bike. Swimming in the summer is my favorite.
Hello, what's your name?
Natalie.
And how old are you?
6.
And what's your favorite color?
Light yellow.
And what do you like to watch on YouTube?
Cooking with Thea.
And what's your favorite thing to do?
Play Minecraft.
Get ready for teacher time.
Hi, Varsity Ward Primary. This is Brother Robinson. I'm a teacher in CTR 6 and CTR 7, and I'm so excited to be able to get back to teaching in class and meeting you guys. I came around not too long ago and met most of you, but I'm just so excited to be able to get back to church and get back to normal. So this month, I just wanted to share a quick message with you about prayer. So this message comes from Doctrine and Covenants, section 81, verse 3. And in this section, just to give you a little bit of a background, Heavenly Father is organizing His church, and the church is so new at this point. And so He's trying to organize a first presidency of the church. And so He's giving some direction to Joseph Smith that a guy named Frederick Williams should be part of the first presidency. And I think Brother Williams is thinking that this is going to be a big job and it's going to be really hard. We've probably had that before where we have things in our lives that are really hard to do. But we are able to get some direction from Heavenly Father when we pray. And so the direction that Brother Williams gets is written in this section of the Doctrine and Covenants. So section 81, verse 3. It says, "Therefore, verily, I acknowledge him and will bless him, and also thee, insomuch as thou art faithful in counsel in the office which I have appointed you, in prayer always, vocally in thy and in thy heart, in public and in private, also in thy ministry, in proclaiming the gospel in the land of the living and among thy brethren." So he's telling him in this scripture that they need to be able to pray both vocally and in thy heart. And so we can learn from this too, because when we're asked to do something, we can pray in our hearts and we can pray vocally, and Heavenly Father will give us direction. So what are some uses that we can apply this to? So for me, I have been praying both vocally and both in my heart for someone in my life that's been quite sick, and hoping and praying that they will be able to get better. So I've been asking Heavenly Father in my prayers that this person will be able to get the help that they need. They'll be able to get the doctor help that they need, and that they'll be able to be strong and be able to overcome the challenges that they're faced. Now, Heavenly Father will listen to me whenever I pray, but I don't have the time always to get down on my knees and say, "Heavenly Father, can you please help this person?" I oftentimes will just have the thought about this person that in my life that's sick and just say, "Heavenly Father, will you please be with this person at this time? Will you please comfort them?" And I don't even always say in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. It's just a prayer in my heart that Heavenly Father can listen to. He knows what's going on in your life, and He knows how to help you. So for you guys, if there's something on your mind, maybe you're at the park and you lost your mom or your dad, you don't have to always get down on your knees and say, "Heavenly Father, please help me. I've lost my mom or my dad or my dog." But you can have a prayer in your heart to just quickly remember that Heavenly Father can help you. And you can say in your heart, you don't have to say it out loud, but you can say, "Heavenly Father, please help me. I need to find my mom. I need to find my dad." And He will help you. He will help you in a way that you might not always recognize, but you will be able to know that Heavenly Father will listen to you. I like to bear you my testimony that I know that Heavenly Father is there, He's real, and that He listens to us. He cares for us, and He watches over us. And if we pray both out loud and in our hearts, He can help us. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Missionary Minute. Hey everyone, this is the new missionaries who are serving in the Varsity Ward, and we just wanted to step in for a minute and say hello. But this is Elder Hammond, and I am from Highland, Utah.
My name is Elder Stenquist. We're both new to this ward, like Elder Hammond said, and I'm from Layton, Utah. So great to meet you guys. Today we wanted to share a story about Nephi in the Book of Mormon. Nephi was asked to go get some plates, and it was a very hard thing to do. But what Nephi said is, I will go and do the things that the Lord commanded me. Because God doesn't give us commandments that he doesn't make it possible for us to achieve.
One of the things that God has also asked us to do is to do missionary work. And one of the ways we can do missionary work is a very simple way, by just being friends to those around us. You know, there may be kids at school who may be struggling and you may not know. So just being a friend to all of those around you. And sometimes you may wonder, how can I do missionary work? Is being part of the primary kids. But just like Nephi, God will give each and every one of us a way to do it, because it is something that he has asked each and every one of us to do. But we hope you guys all have a great month, and we will see you next month.
I'm so excited. It's time for Varsity Voices again. Today, you'll hear a special musical number by Sister Strang and Sister Vardy. There are four instruments in there, an oboe, a violin, a piano, and an organ. See if you can hear all of them.
Varsity Voices! This is gonna be awesome!
Chapter 33, A Revelation About Jesus Christ. In one of the revelations to the prophet Joseph Smith, Jesus told about himself. He said people can see his face and know him if they will obey his commandments and pray. Jesus said he is the light of the world. He shows us the right way to live. Jesus lived with Heavenly Father before the earth was made. Jesus created the earth and all things that are on it. Jesus was not like his Father in heaven at first. He did not know all the things his Father knew, and he did not have all the power and glory his Father had. Jesus tried hard to be like his Father. Gradually, he received the power and glory of his Father. Jesus said we should obey God's commandments. As we obey, we can come to know all things. We can also become like God and receive the fullness of his blessings. Jesus said Satan does not want people to know the truth and become like God. Jesus told Joseph to teach his family the truth. Jesus also told Frederick G. Williams and Sidney Rigdon to teach their families the truth and to obey the commandments. Then Satan could not have power over them. Chapter 34, God Warns the People of Zion. God commanded more saints to go to Jackson County, Missouri. New people arrived there almost every week, and they built homes, stores, and printing shops. The saints in Missouri had peace and happiness for a time. However, problems soon arose. Some of the saints were disobedient and unkind. Some of them argued with their leaders. Other people who lived there began to worry about so many saints moving into the area. These people wanted the saints to leave. A mob of angry people met. They sent some men to tell the leaders of the church that the saints must leave Jackson County. but the leaders knew that God wanted them to build the city of Zion in Jackson County. They told the men that the saints could not leave. The men in the mob became very angry. They broke into the saints' printing shop and destroyed it. Next, the mob caught Bishop Partridge and Charles Allen and put tar and feathers on their skin. The mob also beat some of the other saints. 3 days later, members of the mob rode through the town and shot their guns at buildings. They shouted mean things at the saints and said they would whip anyone that they caught. They burned crops and destroyed homes, barns, and stores. Oliver Cowdery was one of the leaders of the church in Missouri. He was sent to Kirtland to see Joseph Smith. When Oliver arrived in Kirtland, he told Joseph what was happening in Jackson County. The saints there wanted to know what they should do. Joseph told Oliver about some revelations he had received. The Lord had revealed that the saints should build a temple in Zion. The temple would be paid for by the tithing of the people. Jesus told Joseph that Zion would become great if the saints were obedient, but the saints would be punished if they were not obedient. Jesus said the saints should obey the laws of the country. They should vote for righteous people to be leaders of the land. When wicked people become leaders, the people are sad. The Lord commanded the saints to obey all his words. He said they should not be afraid of their enemies. Instead, the saints should forgive their enemies. They should not fight their enemies unless God commands them to fight. The Lord said that he would punish the wicked people. A few weeks later, Jesus said the saints in Zion would have trouble for a time because they had not obeyed the commandments. However, Jesus promised that someday he would help the saints build Zion. Chapter 35. The Saints Leave Jackson County, Missouri. Because the mob in Jackson County was causing so much trouble, the saints tried to get help from the governor of Missouri. William Phelps and Orson Hyde went to see the governor. They told him about the mob and how their homes had been destroyed. The governor would not help them. He told them to ask the judges for help, but the judges were friends of the mob, and they would not help either. The mob attacked the saints for 6 days. They tore down their homes, hurt the men, and broke into a store and threw everything onto the floor. The mob made the saints leave their homes. It was winter, and many people died because they were homeless in the cold, wet weather. The saints went to other parts of Missouri to get away from the mob. The saints were sad. Their homes, farms, and stores had been destroyed. Their animals had been stolen. The governor and the judges would not help them. But the saints still had faith in God. They knew the Church of Jesus Christ was true, and they knew that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God. While the saints were being persecuted in Missouri, Joseph Smith was in Kirtland, Ohio. Jesus gave Joseph a revelation explaining why the saints in Missouri were having trouble. Jesus said some of the saints had not obeyed the commandments. They had not been united as the people of Zion must be. Some of them argued and said mean things to each other. Some were jealous and some would not share. In spite of these problems, Jesus said he loved the saints and would not forget them. He said they should be comforted because the pure in heart would someday return and build Zion. Jesus told the saints to prepare for when he comes to the earth again. When he comes, people will love each other and have peace. Those who were persecuted for following Jesus will be blessed. Satan will not have power to tempt people. There will be no death as it is known today. Everyone will be happy. I loved Natalie's message on forgiveness today. It is such a good reminder for us that we need to always forgive those who might have hurt us. Did you hear how Natalie felt after she forgave someone? She felt happy. She is so right. When we follow the Lord's commandments to forgive our enemies, we are blessed with the Spirit and with joy. The saints in Jackson County endured many hard times and trials. I do not expect that it was easy to forgive their neighbors when they hurt them or destroyed their property. We cannot control others' actions, but we can control our own with Jesus' help. Remember to be kind to others, serve others, and don't judge others. You will be happier when you do.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you learned something new.
See you next time.
Bye.
Thank you.
Jesus, I'm following in his ways. I'm trying to love as he did in all that I do and say. At times I am tempted to make a wrong choice, but I try to listen as the still small